You don't have to do anything for anybody, Jesus. Because you are a creator and we are the created beings. Therefore, we can't counsel you or tell you how to do nothing. Help us to realize that and humble ourselves before you. Humble ourselves mightily for you, dear God, that you may help us, exalt us, heal us, deliver us, that you may prosper us, O God the Father, in Jesus' name. That we may have an interest into your kingdom that only you can give. No one else can give that interest but you. Help us to know, dear God, who our Creator is, and that we are only made of clay, dirt, earth. And that, oh gracious God, without you, we are poor, most miserable creatures and can do nothing because your word has already spoken it. Now, God, we thank you. Thank you for touching somebody, dear God, with your word, with your word, with your love, with your spirit, that they will realize and know that Jesus is the only true real way unto eternal life. It doesn't matter whether we're Gentiles, Jews, Greek, whatever. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. Without Jesus Christ, there is no other way. There's no interest to him but the way of Jesus Christ. But a humbling of ourselves mightily so before that man that came down to this earth and gave his life and died and suffered and gave his life, God, we said thank you. We give you praise, O God the Father, and we give you glory for all that you've done that seeming like it's not enough. But we said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. While you're standing, pick up your Bible. Pick up your Bible, and we're going to 1 Corinthians. We're going to 1 Corinthians. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are going to go to St. John. We're going to go to St. John. 1 Corinthians 58. It's at 57 through 58. Amen. Amen. Let us read 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth up 1 Corinthians, please. 57 through 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 through 57. Amen. Amen. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. St. John, we're going to go to St. John, 16th chapter of St. John. St. John 16 and 33, let us... When you get it, St. John 16 and 33. Amen. Let us read. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. We only have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. We only have hope within Christ Jesus. There's no victory, there's no hope without Christ Jesus. And since Jesus is the Word, we can't have the Word without Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus without the Word. It's just totally impossible. How people try to do all of these different things because they want to serve other gods. But the only way we have the victory is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Money can't buy you the victory. Whatever you do, that can't get you the victory. It's only in Christ Jesus do we have hope in this world today. Only in Christ Jesus do we have hope at all in the world on today. And without Christ Jesus, since he's already told us we can't do nothing without him, oh, we can destruct is what a lot of folks are doing. They self-destructing without Christ Jesus. This is what a lot of them are doing and don't know what's going on and why this is happening to them and all that, but this is what's happening to them. 57, but thanks be to God. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. We wait in faith for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We wait in faith. Under faith comes faithfulness. Under faithfulness comes fullness of obedience to Christ Jesus. We wait in faith for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's no time to give up, to quit, to get weary along the way. See, the only insurance we have is in Christ Jesus. So without Christ Jesus, without being in Christ Jesus, there's no insurance. There's nothing there that's going to give you security or help or anything else. It's only in Christ Jesus. He gives us the victory. But thanks be to, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He giveth us the victory. Victory just means overcoming, winning, success, overcome some obstacles, hindrance, problems, enemies, or whatever it is. Victory doesn't give up. Not the victory of Jesus Christ. It means overcoming. If you got stuff in your life that you don't have the victory over, the only way you're going to get the victory over that is in Christ Jesus. I guarantee you that. Now, you can't say I'm in Christ Jesus and still doesn't have the victory over this stuff. You get the victory over things only in Christ Jesus in a persistent seeking and obeying of Christ Jesus. It said, who giveth us the victory, look at this carefully. He said, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, we give him the thanks, the praise, the glory, because it's only through Christ Jesus that we have it. By faith, we have the victory. See, it says, it's already done. When you see the word stated like that, it's already done. A firm belief in the resurrection and the solid hope for the future gives us, hallelujah, the will, the power to continue in doing, in serving God, in walking with God, in worshiping God, and seeking God. Because he says here, who gives us the victory? And we say, we got the victory already. This we must believe, we have the victory by faith already. You believe that from your heart, and then your behavior carries that out. What do I mean behavior carries us out? Since Jesus Christ has gone through everything that we could possibly go through, every temptation that we could possibly face, Jesus has been faced with it. You mean Jesus was faced with drugs? Opium is very old. Opium was around before Jesus Christ. And all of these other plant life that they're getting this stuff from, since Jesus, I always say some of this stuff came up because God cursed the earth. But it's not, all this stuff is very old, so there's nothing new under the sun. People just keep going around and around doing it the same thing. Noah made liquor, alcohol, when he came off the boat. He made that. All this stuff is very old. If you insist on letting that become your God and not have the victory through Christ Jesus, it's very old. See, Satan doesn't have new tricks. Didn't y'all know that? It's very old. All this stuff, everything they get that makes folks a God out of came from something God made. Even the one that you can feel, see these statues and things they have. They made it out of something that God created. And all the little gods that folks have today is made out of something that God created. But then you have to let go all of what? To get the victory. You know, the Bible calls them little foxes. These little foxes on the vine that you seem to want to give vent to and lose your salvation with, all these little foxes. There's a lot of little foxes, and it's under the works of the flesh that you have to let go and stop making them gods too. You have to make, the only way you're going to have the victory is in Christ Jesus. And when you realize Christ didn't do none of this, Christ didn't do these kind of things. In him. So why do we have the victory? Because in him, he didn't do it. In him, he did not do it. So then you get the victory over this stuff because Christ has already got the victory. Christ has already made the way. So in him, how do we do that? Most folk don't believe in knee work. Now, what do I call knee work? Praying until your flesh no longer rise up. Praying until you no longer feel the urges. Praying until you no longer go in a way that God forbids you to go in. Praying. I'm not quite sure if he said to pray continually, pray without ceasing. I'm not quite sure what definition they're using. Because the Greek and the Hebrew said the same thing. Continue mean to stop, to not to stop, to continue, to don't. Continue mean to not to cease. Continue, see, if you continue to pray, guess what's going to happen? Your flesh ain't going to get the victory. You're going to continue to pray, and whatever's going on, whatever's happening, would you continue to pray in? Would you continue to pray in? It won't get that victory. See, because we continue to pray. You won't stop and say, well, now I'm going to stop. If you stopping and say, now I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to vent this and vent that, if you stopping, you don't have the victory. See, because he said, pray without what? Pray continually. Pray without fainting. So when you pray in the way, see, he told us to pray for pray because he knew us. He knew what he created us out of. And when we cease to do what he say do, guess what's gonna happen? Yeah, you're gonna backslide and the flesh ain't gonna, you'd be surprised, folks be big backsliding and don't even know it because they're giving vent to the flesh. They're giving vent to the flesh. The flesh. See? So then it said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus, did you do this? No, Jesus didn't. That check gonna be there. No, he didn't. That check gonna be there. No, he didn't. Did Jesus obey his parents always? Yes, he did. Did Jesus have a girlfriend and a boyfriend? No, he didn't. Because, see, some people connect him with a male, too. Y'all know that, though, don't you? Did he do these things? That's going to help you a lot when you stop giving vent to this stuff that the devil brings to you, tempts you with, so you won't have the victory. See, he doesn't want you to have it. He wants you to keep going around Mount Sinai. Do y'all know what Mount Sinai is? Huh? Wondering. He wants you to keep doing that. So then, Jesus, you didn't do these things. So I got the victory through you, Jesus Christ. You could pronounce it. You say it out loud. I don't care who hear you, but let the devil hear you. Say, I got the victory through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You got the victory when you begin to believe that, act like that, talk like that. Let your behavior say that. Let the words come out of your mouth say that, that you've got the victory because Jesus has the victory. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that was the word. But guess who else wasn't born like Jesus and he had the victory all the time? Guess who were? He was not, he had two sinful parents just like we did. It was several of them here had that. The New Testament, the apostles had it and others. The old covenant, praise the name of the Lord Jesus, Joshua, Joseph, I can tell you a lot of them. Abraham, I can just go down the line naming these folks who had the victory. They were in Christ Jesus at that time, and they didn't know they had the victory because they knew if the word of God has spoken it. He said, if it come forth out of his mouth, what is going to take place with it? It's going to, not the, his word said this. Who are you going to believe? His report. I'm going to believe Jesus Christ. His word said that. You don't have the victory because of the things you're going through or what you're facing. Jesus had the victory over everything, not because of what he faced, because he faced an angry mob, willing, able, and ready to get him on the cross and kill him. But he still had the victory because that's what God had destined for him to do. And he did it. We're going to look at St. John, the 16th chapter. St. John 16 and 23. When we begin to believe what the word of God has said from your heart and do what his word has said from your heart. I believe his word when he said to pray without ceasing. Most of our folks laughed at me, even in the church. Why? Because I said, this is what his word says. So I figure I do what he say, do, I'm going to have the victory. When people do mean things to you, say mean things to you, you continually praying. Oh, okay. Continually praying, you're going to have the victory. You have to take care of your business. You have to do certain things. You have to take care of this or that, but you're still praying. You're still crying out to Jesus. You're still calling on Jesus. And he said it is better for a millstone to be tied around somebody's neck than to mess with one of his little ones. Because, see, you're still praying. You're still praying. And now this is what Jesus said. I'm still praying. You still crying out to him and calling upon his name because you already got the victory. 16:33, I'm going to this. Let us read 33 again. You got to believe the word in order to have the victory. See, you get the victory, first of all, through faith in the word of God. And then faith come by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So then you got to, first of all, believe what his word say, and it's about you and I. It's for you, and it's for I. It's, he is the word, so he has no need of this. We're on this earth where there's constant violence and a devil let loose who's angry, so we need it, don't we? Okay, let's read it again. These things I have spoken unto you, in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So he said he's writing these things for our sake. He's speaking to us for our sake. In him you have peace. If the world is in trouble, you can't have no peace in this world. This world is not going to have no peace. This world is governed by who? There's no peace with him at all. So he said, in the world, we would have tribulation. Why? Because in this world, there's no peace in it. In this world, you're dealing with people that hate, that got violence. You're dealing with people that want to do wicked and evil. There is no dishonesty about him, not a little bit. They deals with greed. They got the god of greed. They got the god of sex and lust. They got the god of power and authority, not the God of the Bible. The world do not worship or serve God. So then this is why you serving Jesus going to have problem in the world because of who? The enemy that hates you with a passion. He said, but be of good cheer. What had he done? He had overcome. I heard one person say that. Be of good cheer, because he had overcome, say it, the world. So then in him, we overcome all these things that's here. And all the things that is in this world, he said, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And Satan is the ruler of this world now. So it lets you know all the things that is in the world in 1 John 3rd chapter, he said, is not of the Father, but of the world. And it's all going to perish and pass away. So only in him do we have victory, and that's through faith. Only in him, overcome just means victory. Only in Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus has overcome the world. He has overcome the flesh, which is the flesh will is the sin. You see this? If you become a servant of this, and when you give vent to its passions, its emotions, you become a servant to it. Did you know that? You understand now, the word of God, when you give vent to its passions and its emotions that it has, you become a servant to it. So then, since Jesus has overcome the flesh, he's overcome all that this represents, he has overcome the world, then through Christ Jesus, we also become overcomers. You can't listen to your flesh dictate to you to be a overcome this stuff, because your flesh, that means that fleshly part of your mind, it wants to do what it wants to do. It wants you to please it. So then what you have to deal with is Jesus Christ in order to overcome it. Every one of those old patriarchs, from the old to the new, they overcame through Jesus Christ. Even the 12 apostles, who all of them was martyred but one, they overcame through Jesus Christ. So don't think he's going to deal with your flesh any different than he dealt with their flesh. Since they were made out the same clay dirt as we are made out of, he's going to deal with you the same way. He's going to deal with you the same way. See, so if he hadn't said that in that scripture, he said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Tribulation is nothing but troubles. Well, Romans 5th chapter does say, patience, tribulation worketh what? Patience. Patience, hope. So then, if you don't have patience, I said, Lord, just let me have it. I don't pray for people to have patience, because I already know his way of giving it is not your way of doing it. His way of doing things is not our way, period. And that's why people got to stop looking at him as human like they are. He doesn't react the way we act. He doesn't do things the way we do them. See, instead of Paul there consenting to persecution of the church, consenting to killing the saints, God didn't kill Paul. God saved Paul. Amen. See, he doesn't walk the way we want him to. Oh, just go get them. See what they're doing to me. I'm one of your little ones. Now you go get them and wring their neck and stick a dagger in them. God doesn't work that way. And if you cry out for vengeance, it might turn on you. He doesn't work that way. See, he said, pray for those that, oh my goodness, why is that in the Bible? Pray for them. He said, pray without ceasing, pray continually, pray without again, pray. You see, we got to stop thinking of him like you are, because he is not like us. So again, I don't pray for patient folks to help. I don't pray for my own self to have patience either. Because his way of giving it won't be the way you think it would be. See, he has different kinds of tribulation he let people go through. Now, if you don't have it to walk with him, he will see that you get it. So I just said, Lord, I thank you for blessing me with patience. I just thank you for having it already. When I'm in the store having to wait in line, thank you for the patience. I was in one of the quickies, 20 items or less, at Ultra, and every now and then, you know how folks tend to disobey the sign? So then this lady came, she was there, and the lady didn't tell her that I got behind this other lady because I saw, well, that's just a little in her basket too, so I'm going to get behind her. So then the one that was in front of me turned around and looked at me. She said, we must need patience. That's why you say that. Look at what this lady putting out on that counter. I said, oh, I see. I said, yes, we need some more patience. Just thank you, Jesus. I said, just thank you, Jesus, because the lady had many more than 20 items. You know, we see signs, but people tend to say, it's okay, I don't need to obey this. But I didn't say nothing. I said, okay, God, we thank you, thank you. And actually then what happened, the one that 29 is less opened right next to me and said, those of you that is in that line, come on over here, that just have a few items. So God had mercy. When he see you going through the way he wants you to go through, not ready to sock it to me, baby, not ready to praise the Lord God, give up, and if you don't fix this, I'm going to fix it. Not ready, Lord, I ain't got no husband or wife. If you don't do something, you know I got to do something for myself. You know this nature is what it's doing to me. God says, I ain't no part of none of that. I ain't no part of none of that. When he see you going on through whatever you facing, the way he wants you to go through, in humility, in patience, in love, then he steps on in. He does. He steps on in, and then he began to deal with it. He began to bring it through. Because I hadn't asked for no other aisle to be open. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I have need of patience. All right, thank you. So I was just standing there behind the lady waiting, and actually I was getting the two bags of ice that I brought to the picnic yesterday. That's all I was getting. That's all I was getting. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'll just wait here. Except you go through the way he wants you to go through. This is where we, like I said, you got to stop seeing Jesus the way you are, because he's not like that. You're going to find yourself at the bottom of Mount Sinai all over again and over again and over again. You find yourself, I don't care to be at the bottom of Mount Sinai. I don't care to be there. So then I said, just help me, whatever I face. And whatever you got to go through, I just gave that as an example. That's something simple. The waiting in the line, because see, I've seen them waiting in those lines. That I saw a lady push that cart full of groceries back to the side, and she said, "I'm out of here." I've seen them do that in those stores. I've actually seen them do that. Well, see, I'm sure enough, she's gonna come back again, and whatever store she went to, she's going to be standing right in line just like that. You see, he's not like us. This is what he needs for you to know. He's not like us. See, you got to go through this stuff. How did he go through it? How did he face the tribulation, the temptations? How did he face it? What did he do? See, when God saved me, so I didn't have a husband, so I told him, I said, it's fine. I said, I can go on and have a boyfriend. That's fine. I don't have a husband. I figured I wouldn't. See, I didn't know the word that God called fornication and adultery the same thing. You just, well, went on and laid with somebody that was married. If you laying with somebody that ain't your, you don't have no papers on that somebody you laying with, you might as well go on and lay with married person. Why? Because you don't have no papers on that one either, do you? He sees things different than we see it. And when he brought that to me, I said, okay, Lord, I hadn't read the Bible and didn't know the word of God, although I was in church every time the door was open. I still didn't know the word of God like I should have, like I wished I had. But eventually, he had me to read his word. and he is different. If he doesn't provide you with a husband or wife, you can't go that route. Now, you can get it if you want to. And that's like getting a snake. You can get it if you want to. Just go out there and get it. Now, I said provide it. Now, if you're not, if the person's not saved, he still honors marriage. Although he doesn't honor the kind that is not, only kind he honors in the Bible. If the person is not saved and you decide to marry somebody not saved, he still honors marriage. But you got to be faithful in that marriage situation that you're in. You must be faithful in that marriage situation that you're in. See, he is not like us. I just use that kind of as an example, but it doesn't matter. I said these emotions and these passions. Emotions mean you giving vent to whatsoever else comes your way with your emotion and not with, hey, pray. Pray. Well, people has come to me and say, well, I don't pray like you. Just when I said, that's up to you how you pray, baby, but I'm just trying to do what the Word of God say. I said, I'm trying to do what His Word say do. I need the victory over temptation. I need the victory over this stinking stuff here. Because it stinks in God's nostril. Did you know this stinks in His nostril? That's what the Word of God said. Flesh and blood stink in His nostril. So it's not even going to inherit the kingdom of God. So I'm not sure why people keeps it on display before God. Keeping it on display before God, meaning that you catering to it and you become a servant to this. And He made it and He made us. Unto vanity mean worthless. He created this way. And why do folks tend to think they more than what they are? I never know. Why do people think that this shouldn't happen to me and I should do this and I should have this? Why? Because if you made out of the same dirt the prostitute made out of. Oh, well. Did you know that? Same dirt. Whenever you get out of church, just go get you some of that dirt and scoop it up. Look at it. Same dirt, the drug pusher, the murderer, the same dirt, the child molester, the pedophile. Did you know you made out of that same dirt? So we cannot think of ourselves as being something when we are not. If it wasn't for the Jesus on the inside, hallelujah, glory. Don't say what you won't do. Hallelujah, glory. It's the Jesus on the inside that stops you. It's the Christ on the inside that turns your way. It's Him, hallelujah, that never fell into temptation. It's Him that never gave vent to those emotions. It's Him that never sought nothing but the will of the Father. Hallelujah, glory to His name. It's Christ. He never sought vengeance. He never said, you hit me, I'm going to kill your dog. He never sought it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The passions were not for Him. He didn't have a wife. He didn't come here to marry nobody. He had to be that steadfast one to go to the cross for us, to redeem us, that God the Father would accept, and no one else would He accept. So in Christ Jesus, you got the victory. He has overcome the world in all of His passions. He has overcome the world in all of His emotions. He has overcome greed. He has overcome, hallelujah, lust. He has overcome pride, self-exaltation. I'm this or that. He's overcome all of that. In Christ Jesus, I got the victory. Say it, say it. In Christ Jesus, I have the victory. In Christ Jesus, I got the victory. In Christ Jesus, I have
have the victory. There is no other victory but in Christ Jesus. There's nobody else can give it to you but Christ Jesus. There's no one else. Hallelujah. Loved you enough to give their life. There's no one else. Cared about you enough to say, Father, I'll go. You see, they caught up and they tied up. You see, they messed up and can't get loose. Father, I'll go. Make me a body. I'll go. I'll cause them to have the victory. Oh, yeah, baby. God give the victory through Christ Jesus. No other resource, no other way. The television doesn't give it. Flesh and blood doesn't give it. No other being give it. God give the victory through Christ Jesus. Only through Christ Jesus. Only through Christ Jesus. You got the victory. Hallelujah. The apostles, the prophets, although they were all great folks in this Bible, you got the victory through Christ Jesus. The victory through Christ Jesus. Not through mother, father, sister, brother. Hallelujah. The president can't give you the victory. You got the victory through Christ Jesus. Through our Lord, through our God, through Christ Jesus. That's the only way you overcome. That's the only way you enter into that kingdom. It's through Christ Jesus. That's the only way he's going to hear you. It's through Christ Jesus. There's no other victory. There's no other way. It's only through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever God you got. Hallelujah. It's not going to do you any good. It's only through Christ Jesus. But thanks be to God. Oh, God the Father, who giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's overcome every temptation on this earth. He's overcome everything that you could be plagued with, from the temptation of lust to the temptation of worshiping other gods. He has overcome all of that. He gives the victory. Christ Jesus gives the victory. Christ Jesus gives the victory. It's only through him, no other source. It doesn't matter which way you turn, no other source. Hate, Microsoft, millions and billions and mega millions and billions can't give the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It can't be purchased. It can't be bought. You're not good enough to attain it. It only comes through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It doesn't matter if you're the man, a homeless woman, a man on the street, in the prison, a hospital, sitting up in the president's office. You only get the victory through Christ Jesus. The hope of this world is only through Christ Jesus. No other source. No other way. No one else can give it to you. It's only through Christ Jesus. Obiasekamaha. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. When he got up out of that grave, even before he went to it, Jesus said, it is finished. Paid in full. Paid in full. He didn't owe nothing. He didn't have to go no further. When he got up out of that grave, it was finished. Completely. Finished. Completely. The only way to God the Father is through Christ Jesus. The only way you will have peace on this earth is through Christ Jesus. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I live with you. A crown was pushed down on his head for the peace that you can't get through a pill, the peace that the world do not give. It only comes through Christ Jesus. Peace, ikororobo kasatanaha. Because Christ has overcome the world. Because in Christ Jesus, therefore you are able to overcome every temptation comes your way. Whatever is thrown your way. Because he has overcome it already. Because in Christ Jesus, that victory, that steadfastness, comes through Christ Jesus. Because he stood steadfast. He didn't take down. He didn't listen to the devil. He didn't turn away. Although Satan took him up to all that temptation. bow down and worship me, he told him. And I'll give you the world. It's not his to give anyway. It all belongs to Jesus Christ anyway. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, get thee hence. For God, hallelujah, capital G, capital O, capital D, Alpha and Omega is him, and him only will I worship. That steadfastness in it. That immovableness in it. I won't be shaken loose. This world system comes and they go. Government comes and they go. And we know people don't last too long. You can't hardly get around to all the funerals now. Undertakers are wealthy folks because of all the funerals they do. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. If you try to get it another way, you plan a losing game. You won't get it any other way. Hallelujah, glory. Only through Christ Jesus. Being unmovable. I'm going back over here now. I'm looking at 58. We're going, see, he got that victory. The great apostle Paul had the victory only in Christ Jesus. He could well tell you that from the persecution that he had gone through. Stoned and left for dead 3 times. But God said, get up, Paul. I'm not through with you yet. Paul was 85 or 90 years old when and he didn't die. They killed him. They killed Paul. Chopped his head off, or he's the one putting a barrel and sawed into. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, get up. Paul would get up out from under all those rocks because he had the victory in Christ Jesus. He had the victory in Christ Jesus. The stoning to death. See, I said, Jesus, this man went through, said, didn't nobody stone you to death, but they sure did do a horrible stuff to him before he got to that cross. All because he had some horrible, rebellious, disobedient, ugly folk on this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. That he had to try to give life to. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, being steadfast, that 58 verse, steadfast means just unshakable. You can't be shaken because he's going to shake. He's been shaking up everything that on this earth. And all these, they call them the Tsushima's earthquakes or whatever they are, these countries are not recovering from them. They can hang it up, try, and they recover from it because they don't recover from them. Being steadfast, unmovable. Unmovable, you can't be moved. Un is a prefix, mean not. When he called folks out of here, when the rapture come, he getting unmovable folks out of here. Oh, Lord. Unshakable folks out of here. As the scripture says, swear to your own hurt and change not. You standing in Christ and you're not giving up and you're not quitting. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody going to love you. People ain't going to love you because you do that. They're going to despise you, loved ones and everything else, because you don't agree with them. Don't you all know that? They didn't love Jesus. They proved that because when he got ready to go to the cross, who was standing there? Satan standing there. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. But how can you kill God? How can you do that? They couldn't kill him. The Bible said he gave up the ghost. He gave up his life. They couldn't kill him. He literally gave it up for our sake. And he has a right to want a godly, holy people that love him more than they love anybody and anything else. Don't you know that?
He has a right to want that and get that. Only in Christ Jesus do we have it. It says, be ye steadfast. These adverbs, adjectives, unmovable. Don't be moved. It's too late in the day to get moved out away from Christ. If he gives you a piece of paper and a contract and say you can leave me today or tomorrow, and I guarantee you come back and sign it. If he give you some sign in his blood, then that's the only way you can do that. He don't haven't given you anything that tells you that. He hasn't given you anything that is late in the day. You got to be unshakable and unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord God. Abounding just means continuing to grow, to rise, to increase in Christ Jesus. To increase in Christ Jesus. That's what abounding means. Always just continuing and increasing in Christ Jesus. Because the only way you got the victory, you got the peace, anything is in Christ Jesus, not out of him. And this government, praise the Lord God, I don't care how much they try to fix it. If Jesus don't fix it, it's just as still messed up as it get messed up. Each year gets more messed up. Why? You got folks that is not in Christ Jesus and don't want Christ Jesus running this big federal government, local government, state government, all these other governments. You got those kind of folks. I don't care what color they are. You got them running this government system. See, they're not in Christ Jesus. And if he said the world, if he said all that is in this world is not of him, and his government is ran by Satan. Be ye steadfast, although God let him be in the office, and we have to obey the laws of the land if you want to read him, because any meek and gentle person going to do what? Obey the laws of the land. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Is not in vain in the Lord. But you cannot, he said, don't put your hands to the plow and then turn away from it. He got no pleasures in it. See, we got to get a hold to the God of the Bible, not the figmentation of these folks' imagination. The God from the old, see what happened, the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. That's the only God there is. Same one. There's no different. There's no different. You can't vote him in office or out of office. Did nobody elect him in there? Did nobody put him in there? The union didn't put him in there. It didn't put him in there. He has always been, will always be. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the beginning and the ending. I'm Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. I was before. I'll be here after. He always will be there. This is the God of the Bible, not the one, the figmentation of these people's imagination who he think he is. See? You got to get the real one, the real God of the Bible and what he wants. You got to be steadfast. He told us to be steadfast. As you grow in grace, you become steadfast. You have faith. You believe what his word say. You become steadfast in your faith, believing that his word has spoken this. So then this is what I got to do. That's why I marvel at people. When they said something about me, I would be praying. I say, that's what he said to do. You not doing it, I'm mad afraid something gonna happen to you. His word said to pray. His word said to pray. His words definitely said, now when he said to let our words be what? And that what? Seasoned with salt, with salt of grace, once a grace. And whatever the words that they need to be very, very few. But then he said, pray without ceasing. Pray continually. Pray. But we tend to think we can get it done in another way. We tend to think he'd rather me watch the television half the night. Stay on the computer the other half of the night. Stay on the telephone half of the day. Up running here and there the other half of the day.
Well, you can pray while you can pray while you're taking care of business. But that's where your strength come from, is through prayer. Amen. Because you're getting in contact with who? Your Creator. I hear too many people say that. Don't you know if you don't pray, you ain't communicating with Him? He said to pray. That's how we can't get to Him. That's how we get the victory in this stuff that we're facing. And you need to, people need to stop thinking it's going to get better. I keep hearing several people that come to me and say, they say we're going to be able to send out, what, Social Security checks. I say, I don't know. My faith is in Christ Jesus. Got so much crud coming out of Social Security, so I don't see how they were able to keep it up this long if they're not sending them, but I believe they're going to send them. I believe they're going to send out those checks. I said, who's running the government? No. If you left up the devil, you wouldn't get nothing. You wouldn't get anything. So your faith, your trust, because eventually the welfare state, God will cut it off. Y'all don't know he's going to eventually cut off the welfare state? You all think the welfare state going to keep on? I hope it'll keep on. I hope it'll keep on. Praise the name of it. But Jesus got to come. It's got to get worse than what it is now. It's got to get much worse. You got to abound in Him and look to Him and seek Him out. This is what's got to take place. That's what the scriptures say. He said we can't do nothing. 15th chapter of St. John said we can't do nothing without Him. We literally, absolutely, whether you are serving Him or not, can't do nothing. The ones that don't, that rejects Christ, all this other foolishness they go into. If Jesus didn't wake them up, they wouldn't even be woke. If He didn't cause them to put that spoon to a fork or utensil they use for feeding themselves up to their mouth, it wouldn't even take place. Didn't y'all know that? It wouldn't even take place. It wouldn't take place. So, it's all in Him and no one else. He's got to be your God to enter into His kingdom. You mean if I don't have Jesus as my, no, you won't enter into not the kingdom of God, not heaven. That's right. No, you won't enter in there. I heard somebody saying that. A gift of discerning start kicking in. No, you won't, absolutely won't enter in. I tell you the truth and I lie not. Jesus said, I am the door, didn't he? Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by who? Him. The only way you can get to Him is through Jesus Christ. So believe me, He's real. Besides me seeing Him, I've seen Him several times. He's real. It's up to the individual person to truly believe that Jesus is real, and what He speaks in His word, He will carry out His word. And that we being His created being, He created us to worship Him and to fellowship. And the father of lies got a hold to the first two people. And they shouldn't have bowed, but they bowed. But now He sent His son Jesus who didn't bow. So we have the opportunity to come back to our creator, the Father God, and worship Him. And worship Jesus Christ. We definitely have the opportunity to do that. People make choices and they make decisions. One of the greatest and best decisions and choices you can make for your life is to walk with Jesus Christ all the balance of your days and not turn aside to no other God but Jesus Christ. I have a quick witness, because I haven't been out this year much anything, but when I walk up to people and they said, Jesus is not my God, I say, if He's not your God, you got the wrong God.
You booked and bound and ready for the lake of fire. Just waiting to go there. You booked and bound and ready for him. Because he and he alone is the only Savior there is. There is no other Savior beside Jesus Christ. He said, know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord God. It in vain mean worthless. It meaning that our labor's on this earth and we must labor all the days of our life. That means work. Prayer is labor. Labor in prayer, which people don't seem to not to do, want to do. Labor means to pray until you pray out of yourself. And what did the 8, Roman 8 and 26 say? What were your scripture? Can you say it? Do you remember it? Do you remember it? They learns it for, she learns it for that time. 8 and 26, for we know not how we ought to pray as we should. But then in a person, we began to pray out of ourselves through moanings and groanings and grunting. Romans 8 and 26. So then we have to pray and seek the Lord God until you get the victory over whatever else is going on in your life. That's how you get the victory. You can't get the victory by TV watching. You can't get the victory, praise the Lord God, by all this other stuff people do. That will not give it to you. In his word, you're going to get it. When Jesus Christ, whatever he was going through, what I did notice in his word, he always resorted after people had heard him, before people were delivered, he always went somewhere and did what? Prayed. How much more do we have to pray, seeing that you're begotten by two sinful parents who begot sinful children? How much more do we need to pray? We were not planted in the womb by the Holy Spirit. We were not gotten that way. You were begotten by two lustful, sinful parents. So how much more do we have to pray? We facing the facts that's how we were begotten. Face reality. I'm a reality person. I had reality therapy in my college classes. I don't say that's why I'm a reality. I believed in the reality therapy when I was dealing with it. I'm sure Sandra knows what I'm talking about. But that's what we were begotten by. You were not begotten by two beautiful angels who never knew no sin. Let's face reality. This is how we were begotten. I was begotten that way and everybody else was begotten that way. But Jesus Christ. So then we need to pray the things or whatever you trying to get the victory over. Raise your hand, everybody in here, and every hand should go up because you ain't nobody perfect in here, that you still struggling trying to get the victory over something. You still struggling. I saw two people's hand didn't go up. The two people's hand didn't go up. Please tell me what you're doing. Can you tell me what you were doing, Zachary? Then I don't think Sister McGill's hand went up. She's got the victory, complete the victory. She's going to tell us what she's doing. What are you doing, Zachary? That you got the victory over everything. We want to know. Because, see, I'm the pastor, and I pray all the time, and I'm still praying about the victory in something. Can't tell us what you're doing. Sister McGill, your hand didn't go up. Tell us what you're doing. Huh? Oh, you didn't hear the question, Sister McGill. No, I said if you still need the victory and still got to get the victory over some things. I told everybody that was there in that place to raise their hand. That was the question. And I only saw two hands then go up, and that was Zachary and your hand. That's why. So then she's in that shape. But Zachary still didn't say he, you obey mommy in all things? That just killed him out, didn't it? He just fell out of the game, didn't he? He just, all this is letting us know that we are not just like Jesus now, isn't it? None of us is just like Jesus now, although we are trying to be, and he wants us to keep on trying to be just like him. He sincerely wants us to keep on trying to be like him, but it's just letting us know that we hadn't made it there quite yet. But we should keep on trying to be just like him. Keep on trying to be just like Jesus Christ, because he had overcome. So then we got to keep on, then what do we have to keep on doing? Praying. Stand on your feet. Praying. Now, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't raise your hand. You that finds the struggle in praying, in obeying that particular command that God has given. It comes, and I, that particular command comes under the Big Ten. Like I said, I'm praying, but I still haven't reached that place where Jesus has reached. Because Jesus, now, in the scripture, Jesus most of the time would pray all night long. Now, I do pray some hours. I've only did an all-night swing a few times, not like Jesus. Not like Jesus. I've only did a few nights, just a few times swing of praying from about 7 or 8 to around about 6 that next morning and not going to sleep. If I felt myself getting weary, too tired, I'd get up and walk and pray. Walk and pray. I had 7 children that I need God to do something for. And baby, your children ought to put you on your knees big time. Did y'all know that? Amen. They'll put you on your knees big time. I'm going to tell you now, because I had 7 of them. And when I realized that prayer would help me, that's when I began. I stayed. I was up in my closet praying, shedding my door closet praying, on my knees in my bedroom praying, every which way I turned praying, because I had children. I needed help. And see, I had about 4 teenagers at one time. Now you know what I had. They are like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, going on 60. Going on 60 years old, 40 and 50 and 60 years old. So then that ought to put you on your knees day and night, praying. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Besides all of this other stuff that comes at you daily, as Brother Paul said, Apostle Paul, besides the care of the churches and all this other stuff that came at him daily, he said, that's in the scripture. Now, since his word has commanded us to do this, who knows what law under the Big Ten, because every commandment, all of the little thousands of commandments in the Bible, each one of them comes under the Big Ten. Which commandment are we breaking by not praying as God commanded us to? Which one in the Big Ten? Huh? That first one. The first one is being broken. That's the one that is being broken. And when I tell you all, we see all of this, and people think, well, it's not in the Big Ten. Every commandment that he has given, every one of them, if it's not directly stated in the Big Ten, it comes under the Big Ten, as you all want to call them, that he gave over there in the book of Exodus. It comes under that. So our home should be filled with prayer. Not with the idols that folks got setting up in there.
that our homes need to be filled with praying, and worshiping God, Don't your spiritual strength is going to be what? Very weak. Very weak. It's just an old saying, no fast. If you don't pray, you won't stay. You don't fast, you won't last. Those is old saying. Now, that's not in the scripture, but it does have praying and fasting in the word of God. Now, from children to adults, praying. Like I said, I had a bunch of teenagers in my house, children too, even grandchildren in my house. We had to pray. Why do people seem to feel there's no need for it? That's craziness. Even churches feel it's obsolete. That's the most crazy stuff I ever heard. These folks have got, you know, as I told you, God, Jesus is still the head of the church. I don't care what state it get in. He's still the head of the church. And now he's going to do what he's supposed to do with those churches, because every one of them, the seven churches of Asia Minor over there in Revelation, first chapter, first, second, third, the churches in the first three chapters of Revelation. And now he's going to deal with every church accordingly in the book of Revelation and the leaders in those churches that allowed certain things to go on and take place and didn't do it what he said to do. Now, to get the victory, we're going to have to do what? I heard a few voices. To get the victory, we have to do what?
Pray.
You don't have to answer this, but I know you do. Do you want the victory over some of this stuff that's plaguing you? You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to do what the word of God says. See, he's not going to. Now, he healed those. God healed people that were not saved. But what did Jesus tell them? Go and sin. I heard one person knew that. People want to be healed to keep on sinning. They want to be healed of their sickness and their diseases to keep on worshiping their gods. But what did Jesus tell them? Least what? Okay, he did do that. He told them what was going to happen if they continued in that way. And now, God said, if my mouth spoke it, the word of God said in his mouth and Jesus' mouth spoke it, what's going to take place? It's going to come to pass, baby. The word's going to come to pass. When it came out of his mouth, it's come to pass. Every eye closed. He's got no respect to person. He loved you all more than he loved his dear son. Because he told his son that if you don't die for him, ain't no hope for him. He said he wasn't coming down. Isn't that amazing? He didn't come. So Jesus came. If you don't have time to pray, to worship him, to serve him, you don't have time for God. But let me tell you, you need him. You need him from the youngest, from the baby that is in the arm to the little, to the one that is old. You need Jesus. He is the only answer in this world that is getting worse and worse and worse. He's the only answer. You look at the news and you see where some of these other nations are rioting because the welfare system is falling apart. The economy is falling apart. Where are you going to get the money to give to all these people if there's no work? If God continues to blow on employment, where do you think the money is going to come from? Where are they going to get it from? We need Jesus. See? And God has let it ride for a long time. people getting all kind of checks, whether they work or don't work. He's let this went on for a long time, but it hasn't done nothing but drove people away from God, because it's not his system, is it? That's all it has done, drove people away from God. Your prayer life is your relationship with him. Every eye closed. You need, if you don't have a commitment to Christ, what do I mean a commitment? The giving of your life to Christ. You need that, because there's no sense in praying if you don't have a commitment. You can pray and ask him this, forgive me of my sins and save me. I realize I'm lost and I need you in my life as a savior. He gives it to you. If you mean that from the heart of you, he gives it to you. But you must mean that from the heart of you, he gives it to you. Are you fighting and fussing and going on instead of praying? Are you falling into the temptation, as he said when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane when he was getting ready to be offered up? When he came back to the apostles, he said, you're sleeping. He said, pray, lest ye enter into what? Temptation. Now, don't you know you're going to enter in if you don't pray and call upon his name, because his mouth spoke it? And see what we tend, stop looking at him like he's a man like you. He's not. He's God in the flesh. He said it's impossible for him to lie. And when it comes out of his mouth, it's going to take place. Can't nothing or nobody stop it. Can't nothing or no one stop it. It is going to take place. It's a dangerous thing to tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt him. Pray. We need the victory over this stuff that is happening to us. Then pray. It's more than you in your home, your children. We're going to pray. We need him. This world been going on for several thousands of years, and all it's doing is getting worse and worse. The earth is full of blood. Full of blood. From murders. Pray. Let go the idols that you got. Every eye closed. Let go the gods that you got. The college students, the one that goes to the university, I tell them, take a spiritual break from your books. Have your Bible beside you. Then push the books back at time and pray and read the Bible. That's going to help you get on through college. That's going to help you from falling into all of the devices the enemy have on these college campuses, because it's full of it. Because youth is there. Youth is there. When God said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come nigh, and thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in you. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Pray that you enter not and fall not headlong into temptation. Pray. He said, pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Pray until you get the victory over what's going on and the temptation that's facing you. Until he get you through the storm that's in your life and the storm that's coming your way. Until he get you through the tunnel that you got to go through. Until he gets you through that, pray. Pray. Go to him. Say, no, I'm not like Jesus yet, God the Father. And you start off praying by saying, forgive me of my sins. Don't go to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ like you got no sin, because you have. If you didn't do nothing when you first got up, you dreamed sin. Because you have. Go to Him, confessing your sins. Each time you pray, confessing your sins. And when you figure, when He figure that you can't think of nothing else to confess with your sin, then start praising and thanking and worshiping Him. Because you didn't have to be sitting here today. You didn't have to get up this morning. You didn't have to get up tomorrow, the next day, or whatever, because then none of that's promised to us. Pray. Then begin to praise Him and worship Him. And when you praise Him and worship Him, then you go into petitioning Him, supplicating Him. I need, because that's the biggest portion of prayers. I need. Stop. Go to Him confessing your sins. Confessing the disobedience, the rebellion, the stubbornness, the serving the flesh and emotions. Go to Him confessing. Go to Him confessing. And repenting. That's what our Sunday school lesson was on, repenting. And it was saying, you can't get in fellowship with God except you confess your sin. Repent means to turn from it. Stop doing it. Turn from it. Stop doing it. Go to Him. He's there for you. He said, I'm here for you. I'm there for you. You come to Me from an honest heart, not acting like you got all this righteousness, which is a bunch of filthy rags, and have not sinned. Go to Him confessing and humbling yourself before Him confessing. And just tell Him, let the blood of Jesus, let your blood drip on me until I'm clean, until my heart is no longer black, until the lust is gone. Then begin to pray. Till the lust is gone, the filthy thoughts is not there. I desire no more pornography. I don't want to see any more filth on the television set. My God is You and You alone, Jesus Christ. I have no more hikarabaha desire for the addictive drugs and alcohol. Pray. Begin to pray and cry to Him to cleanse you, to wash you, to purge you, until the stuff that is there is gone. And believe Me, He's faithful. He said He put the death sin in the flesh that we could get the victory over it. Because He took it all in His flesh, we can have the victory over it. We can have the victory over it. And that now you ought to see, we need to pray. Pray. I keep telling the Lord, I said, I don't know. A couple channels on cable I like, but the thing don't be on enough for me to even keep it. I said, I need to pray and read the word. Pray. Ooh, did I hear somebody? We ain't like you, Pastor. No, you better get like Jesus. I'm trying to be what He wants me to be, and like Him. Pray. And this is what He tells me. He had to pray. And He was not begotten by two sinful, lustful adults. We are not that away. We were born in sin and shapen in what? So you know this old stinking flesh need to do what? Pray. It need to pray. And seek Him until He can see Jesus and not you. Until He can look at you and don't hear you anymore, but hear His dear Son, Jesus. Until you can answer folks the way Jesus would answer them. Pray. He'll come in and fight your battle. I don't care if it's with children, family, the government, the state, husband, wife. Pray. It doesn't matter who it's with. He will come in and fight that battle when you begin to pray like He's commanded us to pray, and you get out of the way where He doesn't see you, but He see Jesus. You see Jesus, see.
The Holy Spirit doesn't fight. Understand? God does now. The Almighty Alpha and Omega does. He does fight. And he doesn't lose battles. Pray. Until God, he said he'll make your enemy as your what? Footstool. He'll make your enemy bow to you when you begin to pray. And pray. And pray. And pray. And pray. See, he didn't say fast without ceasing because he know we can't do that. All the one coming up next week.